Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the church to acknowledge that we have brothers and sisters who are gay.
LGBTs have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe.
A gay person who still wants to attend church after the way the church has treated the gay community, I'm telling you, they have more faith than I do. They have more faith than a lot of you.
What's not loving is to look someone in the eye when God says they are in jeopardy of an eternity in hell and merely wink and nod at their sin because you're afraid of being called names.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
A sign of the times.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations, Sign of the Times. Your federal head is the one, the only, handsome Jimmy Hicks, who will represent the tens and tens of people, probably less, listening to this here Wretched Radio program. Jimmy, are you ready for your most serious responsibility?
Love judging.
I will share with you a number of stories, and you need to tell me, pay very close attention to this. This is the inaugural version of Sign of the Times. Which one of these stories best personifies, best typifies the era that we're currently living in? Got it?
I think so.
Well, let's make sure. But you got to be clear on it. How can you judge if you don't know the rules?
I can judge with no rules.
Yeah, it's your spiritual gift.
That's right.
Mine too. This is these are different stories that I thought could only happen in the year that we are currently living in. That you wouldn't have heard these stories, say, when Petula Clark was singing "Sign of the Times" in 1966. Oh, and by the way, I'm actually looking at the video of Petula Clark singing "Signs of the Times." And I believe me, I know it's much worse these days. But as I'm looking at this, it wasn't exactly purity culture in 1966. You've changed a lot somehow. There's the clothing is not as suggestive, but the dancing certainly is. And the clothes enough so that in the 60s already, the sexual revolution was already bearing its rotten fruit. We have a tendency, I think, to look back and go, oh, back then it was purer, it was better. Well, human hearts haven't changed over the millennia. And in the 60s, when more freedom was given to people to express themselves, you get what I'm looking at with Petula Clark, who actually had a number of hits, the Petula Clark. Downtown. Mm. Somebody did a stand-up bit about this. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring rain. What kind of guy is she dating? Needs to tell him these things. All right, Jimmy. So here's the deal. I'm going to share with you the stories, and then you have to pick the one where you go, yeah, that's kind of the story that typifies our age.
Okay.
I don't know how else to say it. So you're on your own from henceforth. All right. This is from Richard Land, writing in the Christian Post. America's profound moral crisis looks like this. He focuses particularly on anti-Semitism. It's always been a mystery to me how it persists. No matter where Jewish people go, there are some people that just hate Jewish people. And I believe one of the miracles of our modern era is that God has kept this people together despite the animosity, the purgings, the horrible treatment of Jewish people, pretty much every continent, every century. And yet they continue to endure, and they did it without a homeland for give or take 1800 centuries. If I recall, there isn't a people group in existence that didn't have a homeland for after like six generations, something like that, less than 100 years. And the Jewish people somehow seem to endure. It's almost, this is going to sound crazy, but it's almost as if, I mean, God has a plan for them or something and still is going to do things with his chosen people from the Old Testament. Now, that couldn't be, Jimmy. That couldn't, at least for our Presbyterian friends, they would reject that idea. But it sure seems like God has plans for the Jewish people. Romans 11, I think it's kind of undeniable. I think that you see the Jewish people getting saved en masse in Revelation. which clearly states that a lot of Jewish people are going to be saved. God isn't done with them. The church has not replaced Israel. We are the church. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation. We're a different thing. We're not Israel. We're not in that land. We don't have that ethnic heritage. And we certainly have a fuller picture of Judaism because of Jesus. So we're not Israel. We haven't replaced Israel. We are the church. God still has plans. And in the meantime, several stories. Sarah Milgram and Yaron Leshinsky. Now, my understanding is these people, they were Jewish by ethnicity, but they had become Christians. That's my understanding. These are the two that were gunned down in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, Jimmy.
Yes.
Tell me if you're offended by this. Did I mention we were in Huntsville, Alabama?
No.
Yeah. And how big did I blow the show yesterday when we were talking about Alabama a lot? You reminded me today.
I blew it too.
Oh, how's that, Jimmy?
Because I didn't think about it until after.
It should have been playing Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
What we should have been doing right there. We could have followed it up with Freebird and had a Leonard Skinnard fest yesterday. Missed that opportunity. We're getting into the elevator at the hotel and the pretty slow elevator. And the guy said, "Where are you from?" We said, "Atlanta." And he goes, "Oh, Cuckoo Town." Huh. "Where are you from?" "Washington, D.C." "Hello? Hello? Seriously? We're Cuckoo Town?" Yikes. I guess it depends on the standard. These guys were out in the street. They got gunned down. The young lady, while trying to crawl away, was shot again by the gunman yelling, "Free Palestine." This is shocking. This is shocking that we as a culture cannot see that there happens to be a very large world religion that notably has its name affixed to these terrorist attacks, these assaults on Jewish people. Now, unfortunately, it's more than Muslims that are doing that. But they have sworn it is their religion to exterminate Jewish people. And so these people were executed on the street. Weeks earlier, an arsonist set fire to the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania. His name is Governor Josh Shapiro. It was the first night of Passover. Boulder, Colorado, an illegal immigrant from Egypt set 15 Jews on fire with Molotov cocktails and a homemade flamethrower because the Jews were peacefully demonstrating for the release of Jewish hostages that were captured from the October 7th nightmare. And by the way, this actually was a peaceful protest. Did you see? It was like MSNBC or CNN that literally they had a meme that was just talking about the peaceful protests in Los Angeles about the immigration business. And in the background is a picture of a car and a building on fire from the peaceful protest. Jimmy, that's story number one, the way Jewish people are now being treated again. You would just think that the Holocaust is not that far behind us, apparently. That's story number one. Ready?
Yep.
Story number two, sign of the times, in case we've forgotten the premise here. Dead naming and misgendering are now legally considered discrimination in Colorado. How cool. It's a new pro-trans law. If you call someone their given name and their correct pronouns, then you will be breaking. If you call someone their given name and their correct pronoun. Okay, so this article was actually written from a sane standpoint. Oh, pronouns shouldn't be this much work. Nevertheless, if you call someone their given name and the pronouns that actually match reality, you're going to break the state anti-discrimination laws and you could be in big trouble. It also allows Coloradans to change their name and gender marker on driver's licenses and official documents up to 3 times. This is the one I was thinking about last week. You can change your name. We're wondering why people feel so, I don't know, alone and scared. They aren't even connected to their name. They can change it. Today you're Bill, the next day you're Sally. How disorienting must this be? And I think it contributes in part as we connect, or rather disconnect, we cut all of the cords that tether us to reality. You can change your name 3 times. And legislators somehow were able to pass that. That's story number 2. Don't you use correct pronouns anymore, Jimmy.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're dead naming. Story number 3, up to Canada we go. College students are now having to take basic life skills classes. This is from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. A first-year student at Toronto Metropolitan U says he has a lot of life skills to learn. I don't know how to change a tire. I don't have a car at all. I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to do a lot of things other than cooking. He has questions about financial matters, interest rates, mortgages, and paying rent. These are, in appearance, adults. Where have the parents been? Where, by the way, speaking of parents and where they've been, we will share later the massive study that was done on the effects of divorce. Don't know if you've seen it or not, but wow, 5 million person study. The effects have been awful. And part of it just might be Canadian college students can't really find their way out of the house without somehow banging their shin against a table. That's story number 3. We'll continue Sign of the Times next on Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this. You're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young men struggling with pornography. And you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work, it's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends, all the stuff that doesn't matter. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Because it can. Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Picture this, 7 new pieces of content every single day. And I'm not talking clickbait or gossip. I'm talking real truth for real life. The app is already full of hundreds of hours of content. Again, completely free. And when I say free, I mean free. I don't mean hidden costs and temporary trials and premium tiers. No subscription traps at all. Because while everyone else all over the world is selling you something, we are giving something away. Fortis Plus. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life. The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis and a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, The Truth About Mental Health, Dr. Gifford will reveal why the Bible never describes anxiety, depression, or emotional struggles as diseases, but instead offers a framework of sin, suffering, and sanctification. You're not defined by psychiatric terminology, and there is a path to true transformation that medication alone cannot provide. Join us for an eye-opening Fortis Forum that will help you break free from worldly definitions and find lasting peace in Christ. You can watch this Fortis Forum, available right now for free at fortisplus.org. That's fortisplus.org. Your journey to true transformation begins right now.
Important dates in Christian history. 1517. Martin Luther posts his 95 Theses, a simple invitation for scholarly debate that inadvertently becomes a hinge of history. Luther's challenge to the sale of indulgences sparked the Reformation and changed the face of the world. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's a sign of the time. Who needs Petula Clark, Friel? Listen to yourself. We do. Okay, this is Wretched Radio, although I'm not sure she's available. She might be, but I'm... She was singing Sign of the Times in 1966. And I got to tell you something, that go-go video, that wasn't like the age of purity, the 60s. Jimmy, would you check and see if Petula Clark is still working in Atlantic City or Las Vegas? Because Frankie Valli is. Why does Frankie Valli keep popping up in my YouTube feed? The shorts. Anybody? I don't think I've ever... When was the last time you heard a Frankie Valli song? I know I haven't listened to one. Why does it keep popping up in my... It's been going on for weeks. It's like, Frankie is still touring? Frankie Valli has got to be like pushing 90 years old and he's still out on the road? How much affirmation do you need as a nonagenarian? Petula Clark still alive and kicking?
She is 92.
Wow.
Yeah, she's not performing. She stopped performing in 2021.
Okay, hold on. I'm not good at math. 88?
That sounds about right. 4 years.
She was touring at 88.
Yeah.
One can only imagine what that performance looked like.
I'm going to look for it.
Before she went on stage, her manager would say, break a leg, but not a hip, because that's always very, don't break a hip. The leg, break a leg, because that's just a metaphor. Break a hip. Please, Petula, don't break a hip. Sign of the times. Oh, this is a rating bonanza here at Wretched Radio. Jimmy, if you recall, I shared three stories that you are to choose from, which one most typifies our age. And the first story was anti-Semitism. Number two, you can't call people their correct name or pronoun or you're breaking the law in Colorado. Story number three was Canadian college students that don't know how to do basic life skills and they need to start offering classes now to teach them how to balance a bank account, to know how to pay bills, change oil, just basic stuff. And I don't think that it is just Canada. Those are the first three stories, Jimmy.
Okay.
Are you prepared for the next story?
I am.
Story number four. Oh, how convenient. The morning after pill. It can now be conveniently purchased at a gas station. Did you know that? For a woman to terminate the life of her child, she can get this pill at a gas station, 24-hour convenience stores, delis, Easy Marts. The pills are in 11,000 locations in 48 states, South Dakota and Hawaii. They're holding on for dear life. It's just a matter of time. Jimmy, did I mention I was in Alabama? The news, we found a news channel. I'm just telling you, I loved Huntsville, but the cable TV in the hotel room left a little something to be desired. It's nighttime. Mrs. Friel is asleep. I've still got the TV on. I'm reading. And the best show that I actually left on for about 45 minutes, it wasn't even a national. It wasn't even a state. I think it was like a district championship for cornhole. And I watched it because that's what we had there. And so then I'm flipping. Oh, The Amazing Race came on. You know, that show... I've seen very little of that, but the production on that show is amazing. But when they had the people that they had to move on to their next level and they were in France, they had to eat some cheese with live maggots. I'm like, I'm out. I die. Oh. If I want to just feel revolted, I'll go to Waffle House. I don't need to be watching people eating cheese with maggots and their gag reflexes were working just fine. Thank you very much. But then there was a news channel thing. And it was actually the news from the Twin Cities. And I'm confused about this. Maybe you can AI this, Jimmy, but they were talking about passing new cannabis laws or new drug laws for recreational marijuana. I didn't know that Minnesota had already legal. Where are we at in Minnesota? Could you check that out? And I thought, oofta. And I mean that. Oofta, Minnesota. Working hard to beat Seattle really competing against San Francisco here, giving it a run, I'm telling you that much. I don't know how much more liberal that state can get. But that's not one of our top sign of the time stories. 11,000 locations carry the morning after pill, which you can buy without a prescription because they're trying to make it easier for women to control their sexual health. Ah, that's story number four. You find it, Jimmy, or you still got to do some sleuthing?
No, it says recreational legalization and regulation since August 1st of 2023, making Minnesota the 23rd state to legalize.
Okay, so what were they talking about on the news? There's something that was, I think it's being able to sell it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At retail stores. I think that's what went through. And they had a lottery. All the people, there were like hundreds of people competing. We want to be able to sell pot. We want to be able to. So now you can just go down the street where children play and buy your mind-altering substance. Speaking of which, story number five. What story are we in? Story number five, Jimmy. You ready?
I am ready.
Are you familiar with cannabis drinks? Cannabis drinks.
No.
Well, they're non-alcoholic, but they're infused with cannabis. Because
Potato?
Pretty much. Cannabis-infused drinks are gaining popularity as an alternative for consumers embracing an alcohol-free lifestyle. You know what this is like saying? You know what? I really need to quit smoking these cigarettes. Pass me a cigar because I'm not going to smoke cigarettes anymore. CBD-infused beverages are steadily growing. 2021, cannabidiol. Products generated $5.3 billion. By 2026, they expect $16 billion. The cannabis market in the U.S. is anticipated this year to exceed $45 billion. I'm not sure we'll tackle this today, but there's another trend, and it started just a few years ago. The psychedelic drugs that are being used. It is shocking, that it's out in California and Simi Valley where all of the different techs are. They think that if they take these psychedelics, they'll be able to create the next big whatever it is that sells a bazillion units. So they use psychedelics and people are getting freaked out by them. They don't know how to get off of them. And that's becoming an industry because of the prevalence of psychedelic drugs. They're also using it for people who purport to have PTSD, that they put them on these hallucinogenic drugs to help them get their thinking straight. But that's not one of our sign of the time stories. Just cannabis drinks, they're growing in popularity. Story number seven. You ready, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm going to skip story number seven, but I'll share it. I don't think it qualifies for sign of the times because it's an Islamic story. In Afghanistan, the Taliban morality police, the people that are supposed to root out vice amongst the citizens, they've decided there is something so bad for society that they've made it illegal. Jimmy, would you like to guess what that horrible vice is?
No.
Could you try?
You said vice, so prostitution.
No.
What?
No, you're not even warm.
Not even warm.
No. This is the problem.
You said it's going
you're thinking like a Christian.
I'm thinking logically.
Yeah. You would think that prostitution, that would be a vice.
Right.
You are correct in this context. But if you go to Afghanistan, the Taliban morality police believe chess is a big, scary no-no. So they've outlawed chess.
Chess.
But that's not chess.
The board game.
Checkers with a little more sophisticated. Yeah. Chess. Against the law.
It's against the
law. Oh, causing all kinds of uprisings there in Afghanistan. But that's not one of our stories. Don't get confused. Story number seven, Vietnam has to end their two-child policy because their birth rates have hit a record low. Story number eight, my math. Pornhub, Youborn, and RedTube are going to block their sites in France. That's very exciting. And you say, then how does that qualify for a sign of the times? They're doing it because the French government is trying to make sure that little kids don't watch pornography. And so you have to then, therefore, enter some information to make sure that you're actually of age. And Pornhub and all these other porn sites are so upset. Well, we're going to teach you a lesson. We're going to cancel porn in France. Good luck with that, Mitron. Because they're going to insist that you return it. Crazy. Jimmy?
Yes.
I think that's quite enough. That was 9 stories. I don't care to repeat them. Which one is, in your estimation, sir, the story that is the sign of the times?
The sign of the times story is, I'm going to say, the college students taking basic life skills classes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Because it's an indicator that our whole idea in raising kids is to make them, give them the skills to be able to, you know, operate in life on their own. And it appears that that has certainly changed as a goal for our children. And so we're sending them off to uni unprepared to know how to use a fork and a knife, a sign of the times. This is Wretched Radio.